Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now from MLB Network Radio, former GM Jim Duquette. What's going on, Duke?
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing
pretty
well.
Exciting news.
We're doing
pretty
great.
Exciting news, yeah.
Hey, this is not the same organization you work for, huh?
Hey, when's the last time they sent this kind of money on a free agent, right? Was it Miggy? I think it's Tejada, right?
Yeah, probably so. Yeah. It's still not like this. This is unreal.
No.
How much better did the Orioles get with this one move?
Well, there's a lot that they got better in, right? The power numbers, the ability to hit really good pitching, a leader in the clubhouse. When I say leader, like he's not just going to be this you know, high, outspoken, you know, like, hey, rah-rah, let's go follow me type guy. Like he you know, he's got a really interesting personality, a fun personality. Like he'll keep things loose in the clubhouse. He's obviously when you look at the lineup, an experienced bat, you look at his postseason numbers, they're impressive. I think he crushes at Camden. Like I think he's over 700 slug, I think, at Camden. Like there's so many really good things that for him that fit here. You know, defensively, you know, it's not great. But I will say this: like when you look at some of the metrics, I watched a ton of Mets games. Obviously, as you guys know, he's a really good defender when it comes to picking. You know, throws that are in the dirt. He's like one of the best there. He gets nicked up with some of the metrics because there was some throws to the first baseman on that 3-1 play that went awry, that really knocked his defense down. He's a lot better than people I think you know, criticize him for. So like this was I'm surprised that the Mets weren't willing to go further. They're in an interesting phase themselves, but what the Orioles were able to do with this move, I thought was really, really impressive. And as you guys know, that their willingness to spend money now, you can't doubt them. You know, there was a lot of doubt before this. You can't doubt, you know, their willingness to do that. And I think it's going to impact, you know, their next move as well, because now all of a sudden the industry says, oh, okay, the Orioles are trying to win here. I want to be a part of it.
And the overall, we know what he's done, and I don't know what's going on with the Mets. Nimmo's gone. He's gone. Diaz is gone. It's a whole nother.
Yeah.
I don't know what
it's a mess.
It's a mess over there. I don't know what the hell they're doing. But how much has he improved? Not only, you know, the obvious with his power numbers, but the younger players. I mean, they have to pitch to somebody. And this is, right. And he's coming from a tough place to hit home runs to one of the top 10 easiest. It's got to benefit the other people in the lineup.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So I was, chuckling a little bit because everyone likes to point to, you know, left field there at Camden Yards and how, you know, even though they've moved the fence in, you know, and its impact. I'm like, Alonso could hit balls out of Yellowstone. Like, yeah, it doesn't matter what park we're talking about, right? So, like, you know, so and where he was coming from, you're right. It was a big pitcher's park, and he made it look small. So that part of it doesn't matter. But to your point on, you know, when you had the young team, obviously with the Orioles, you know, there's a growth and a development with certain guys. But it's not a linear one, right? It's not straight up. Mm-hmm. You're going to go through rocky moments, and I think that a lot of that group last year put pressure on themselves to perform well above, you know, what maybe more to the expectations, instead of trying to, you know, take just a game at a time or a month at a time, like little things like that, which Alonso and Ward, you know, let's not forget about Ward now. Both of those guys are veterans that have been in the league for a long time and can take that pressure off of them. And also, you know, when you have been in the league that long, you're able to impart, you know, your philosophy and thoughts for some of those young guys and make them better in that way too. Some things to look for as hitters, because hitting is so freaking hard these days. So, like, there's just these added benefits that, you know, behind the scenes that, you know, I saw when he was with the Mets that will help the Orioles now.
So I was looking at some of the metrics. They were saying that, you know, if you look at his swing and how far he hits the ball and at Camden Yards, this should be a 45 home run season, basically, if everything goes the way it's supposed to. But the thing that people keep saying, even the negative people, it's like, all right, you got Pete Alonso. What are you doing with the pitching? Where do you think they likely wind up? Because I was saying earlier, I know the guys are big on Framber Valdez. I like Ranger Suarez and Mike King. And more than anything, I'd rather trade for Freddie Peralta.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, I think that, you know, any one of those guys, or even a, hopefully maybe even a second one, you know, would really improve the rotation. But let's say they get one of those guys and they're in play. You know, when you're at I was just coming back from the winter meetings and you're talking to agents down there, and, you know, every one of them says, yeah, the Orioles have checked in on that. You know, so they're in on a lot of those guys. I think that, you know, they're all, any one of them for their own reasons are good fits. I like the lefties, both of them. I like, you know, Valdez because he's willing to pitch deep in the games. You know, Suarez does as well. You know, King, I like him because there's some upside there. You have to kind of keep an eye because he had some medical issues this past year, so you have to be careful in that. But, you know, if everything checks out, you know, obviously he's an interesting guy too. So, you know, you mentioned the trade market with Peralta. They've already done deals. You know, the Brewers love the Orioles system. I think they're going to trade Peralta. So, you know, I think they're, you know, Marlins, same thing, whether it's Cabrera or Alcantara. So it's interesting to me because the market has really been slow so far, free agent wise, and the starting pitching, you know, is going to start to move, but you're not going to have to, you know, I thought originally you might have to go 6 or 7 years for more of those guys because of Dylan Cease. The more I was listening and talking to agents and talking to teams, I don't think you're going to have to go more than 4 or 5 years for them, which to me puts the Orioles in play for, you know, some pretty good value.
Well, last year the Orioles traded a couple of players to the Mets. This year they take a few free agents from the Mets. It looks like they're moving in the right direction. Jim, thanks a lot for your time, my friend.
All right, guys. Thanks, we'll talk to you later. See you.
Hopefully there'll be more to talk to you about in the weeks to come. I hope so. This team looks like they're moving in the right direction.
I just saw, you know, a tweet from JCM talking about the lineup. Like, don't forget, Taylor Ward's batted leadoff for the Angels for a long period of time, and they were saying something against left-handed pitching. Why not stack it up, Ward, Gunner, Alonso, so that you're totally protecting him from any type of, you know, situational of bringing in a lefty just to face him, because you got to leave him in there now. Now he's got to face Alonso, or if it's the beginning of the inning, he's got to face Ward and Alonso.
Yeah. Andy Koska, who's down in Orlando, he'll join us at 9:30, but on the other side, all the pageantry, all the tradition of college football wrapped into one game. It's Army-Navy weekend. It's here in Baltimore. And so is Mark Zeno. He's going to join us up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know what that music means? Call it now, 410-583-1057. It's two tickets to see Guns N' Roses on August 1st at Hershey Park, courtesy of Live Nation. It either means that or this is Mark Zeno's theme music, one or the other. But try calling in because I think you could win some tickets.
That's right. Saturday, 3 o'clock on CBS, M&T Bank Stadium. It's the Army-Navy game. Navy-Army, some of you may want us to call it. Joining us right now is Mark Zeno. What's up, Mark?
Gentlemen, good morning. Always great to be with you. Hope everybody's well.
He's all buttoned up. Come on, man. Loosen up.
Oh, my bad. What's up, you jack wagons? I miss you guys.
Mark, you know, this is a game that people talk so much about, the tradition and the pageantry and all those things. You find people, it's really a game that most people watch?
Well, no. I mean, like, this is what I tell people about going to Army-Navy, and I've been fortunate enough to go, like, the best part of the whole experience from, like, a sports bucket list kind of deal is all the pregame festivities.
Yes.
You know, the walk of the cadets and the midshipmen when they present them out on the field and they're all standing in formation and everything. Like, all that is cool to watch and great to be a part of, and it's what makes everything so special. And then you wonder why the game is so energetic and the postgame traditions are so, you know, lively and energetic because of all that stuff that happens before. The game itself is kind of like, it's not a good football game. It's like two high school offenses playing against each other. Like, it's not entertaining to watch unless you really like watching running the football and 1940s football going on. So unless you're a big fan of the Veer and you remember the Titans, like if you're a big fan of the Veer, then you'd like Army Navy. But the game itself is not like great football. You know, it's not watching Alabama and Georgia like we did last weekend. So the game itself is sort of secondary, but for the most part, you know, it's all that pregame stuff, the pageantry and the emotion that builds leading up to the game itself.
Yeah, all the stuff that builds up to the game. I do have a question that's not related to the field. You have a president that had two assassination attempts minimum, and he's going to be attending the game. What's security going to be like for this one?
I would imagine security gets tighter and tighter as the day goes along. I would tell you too to pull off something so daring at the military event, it requires extra large labels. I think we're going to be pretty secure from
that's
that.
That's your security.
That part.
That's your security.
Yes,
I think security is going to be watertight, like a dolphin's butthole.
You had to get that in there, dude. You couldn't resist doing that.
He can't help himself.
Like a dolphin's devil's onion ring. No, is that
yes?
Not?
Okay. No.
Sorry.
How do you guys deal with him every day?
It's very
alcohol,
bourbon, yeah.
Lots of it.
So Mock, I know we're asking you about Army Navy, but I got to get your thoughts on Pete Alonso to the Orioles. I know you're still a baseball guy.
Yeah, surprising, shocking, like good for the Orioles. Like, I think this solves a massive problem in their lineup. I think it gives them a clubhouse leader. It gives them a guy who can help change the culture around there. The only thing it can't change is the pitching staff. So if the Orioles so decide to continue to spend money and say, bleep it, like we're just going to go all in here and try to go, you know, get some starting pitching. If they grab a frontline starter or two, like that feels like a playoff team to me. Like, I don't want to get too far out over my skis, but it feels like a playoff team. They got off to a bad start last year, really couldn't recover, played much better the second half of the year, but that's still a rock. I know some people in Baltimore and even some people on your station don't think too highly of the Orioles and the way they do business, but to me, from the outside looking in, that's still a roster that is an above 500 competitive playoff caliber roster. They just need more pitching. They need more pitching help. They need more bullpen help. Alonso fills a massive hole. I if I'm an Orioles fan today, I'm super excited.
Mark Zeno joins us. I'm glad he took it away from Army-Navy because I got a question for you as well.
I need to ask about more massive holes, though.
I am so sick of hearing the crying of Notre Dame. Should they have gotten into the playoffs? I guess, you know, and technically speaking, they're one of the top 12 teams in the country, yes. But based on the rules, they were not. I don't know what they expected the ACC to say or do when it came down to them or an actual ACC school in Miami.
Well, when it comes down to it, guys, we're in the second iteration of the 12-team playoff, and as we go through more iterations, you're going to start to expose more holes and flaws in the process that they do. I mean, I think at this point in time, and I'm hoping what we realize is that after Ole Miss and Oregon win their respective games 60-3, that this whole Group of Five experiment needs to end. Here's the deal, Group of Five schools. If you can earn a seat at the table by being ranked in the top 12, you're more than welcome to come to the party. Right. Other than that, stay outside. You don't belong here. And that's the reality. That's problem number one. Problem number two is that we need a unified, standardized tie-breaking system for all conferences. Mm-hmm. So we don't end up, because this is where we got screwed, was by putting two teams in the ACC championship game who literally were not the two best teams in their conference. Or even close to it in that matter. I mean, it should have been Georgia Tech and Miami playing for the ACC title, and that wasn't remotely close to what happened. Neither one of those teams were in it. I think that also solves the problem. But, yeah, did Notre Dame get screwed? Sure. But you can make that argument every year there's going to be a team or two in this 12-team thing that gets screwed. I don't think expansion is the answer, although it's probably coming. And for the record, I had no problem with Notre Dame backing out of a bowl game. Now, their AD going on a Earth tour was probably not needed. You could have just backed out of the bowl game and kept your mouth shut, and it would have been fine with it because a dozen other schools did the same thing. So I don't necessarily co-sign the AD acting like a petulant crybaby, but playing in the bowl game was a waste of time.
And my only thing is all those things you said, Mark, are 100% true. I agree with it. But I don't understand their beef with the ACC. That was my point. Why you would beef with them?
I mean, there's no reason for them to join a conference. Like, I don't care what anybody says. The Notre Dame brand is worth $500 million on its own, right? Between the TV deal, the merchandise, everything. Like, they are their own brand. They don't if they go into the ACC, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like me saying to one of you guys, hey, you have $10 million and I have $1 million. Let's make a business that's worth $11 million. Right? Like, that's essentially what you're saying to Notre Dame. That's what the ACC is saying. You know, we have a business that's worth, almost $1 billion. Well, 70% of that is Notre Dame. So they don't benefit from joining it financially. And you can make the argument, does it make their lives easier if they were in a conference they'd get in every year? Maybe, I suppose so. But, you know, money talks, guys. I mean, college football. Didn't you guys see what Utah just pulled off? They merged with a venture capital group with a hedge fund. Like, yeah. College football is going to be the biggest arms race in sports in America. Like, money is going to dictate and decide every single thing that they do. So nobody should think this is out of the ordinary.
Hey, Mark, what did you think about the Lane Kiffin departure? Was it his fault for, you know, leaving a team who for the first time might win a national championship? Or did Ole Miss handle it poorly by not letting him coach?
I mean, I think there's arguments for both. Look, I understand why Ole Miss decided not to let him coach, right? If he had gone to any other school, if he had taken the Penn State job, if he had taken the Penn State job, it wasn't an SEC team, they'd probably let him coach the game, and they don't care, right? And they want him to coach the game. But he's going to a team that they're going to have to play that's theoretically a rival. And so I understand what Ole Miss did, but Lane Kiffin didn't do anything wrong. Stop lying to yourself, folks. Like, that if all of a sudden, you know, Odyssey came to one of us and said, hey, by the way, we're going to offer you this job that pays you about five times as much as we're making now, and we're going to give you all these extra benefits and everything else, and you're going to go, no, I'd rather stay where I am. Thanks, I'm comfortable. Okay, you could be that person, but 99% of people would not. They'd take the job, they'd take the money, they'd take the benefits, take everything and go. So Lane was allowed to go. Again, the bigger culprit here is a college football calendar that is so jacked up, it's ridiculous. Like, it wasn't advantageous for Lane Kiffin to take the job, not be there for the transfer portal, not be there for signing day, not be there to put a roster together and a coaching staff together when they needed to do it, right? If college football turns around and says, hey, the signing day isn't until after the national championship, over the portal window is until a week after that, that changes everything. Every coach stays where they are until they're done with the playoff and no one gets harmed by it. So there's probably culpability on both sides. I don't think Lane Kiffin was a bad guy. I think he operated within an ecosystem of college football that lives for financial gain, self-promotion, and, you know, promotion and gain for yourself. Like, that's just the ecosystem of college football, guys.
Mark, just to bring it back full circle, Army-Navy, what do you think we see happen in the game?
You and I disagree here. I think there's points scored. I think this total that we've seen is as high as it's been probably in a decade, and with good reason, because Navy can score and score in bunches here. I mean, I'm rooting for Army all the way. I don't feel good about their position in this game. They're not as good as Navy this year. They're not as good as they were last year. And I think their defense is going to have some problems against the Navy offense. So I think we see points here. I mean, if you give me 37.5, I'd take the over in the game. So, but I'll be rooting for Army the whole way, guys. Listen, Saturday I'll be at the game day warehouse, the game day firehouse. There's a veterans event, a veterans organization that I work with that was co-founded by Nate Boyer, who's an Army Green Beret and an NFL alumni. There'll be six Medal of Honor recipients there, NFL alumni, national leaders from other, you know, veterans groups and everything else. So I'll be at the tailgate at the game day warehouse on Saturday, if you guys want to join me.
Good stuff. All right. Mark, thanks a lot for your time, man. Enjoy hearing you on ESPN Radio as well.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
All right, buddy, 410-583-1057, that's the number. Encore 945 on the other side. From Baltimore Banner, he is in Orlando, Florida at the winter meetings. We'll hear his take on Pete Alonso. That's right, Andy Koska joins us on The Fan. Birds need a right-handed power-hitting first baseman. Not anymore. They went out and signed one yesterday or agreed to terms with one yesterday. Pete Alonso headed to Baltimore, 5 years, $155 million, joining us right now. From the Baltimore Banner, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Andy Koska. What's going on, Andy?
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Look, you and I talked about this a lot towards the end of the season, looking at trying to forecast what the team's needs were and what they would do. I'm looking at the bingo card. I don't have either one of us saying that they would sign Pete Alonso.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to some folks about how it seemed as though, like, 3 weeks ago, nobody really would have minded if Baltimore had not landed Pete Alonso or Kyle Schwarber. They would have been like, oh, that's fine. You know, Baltimore's big need is a starting pitcher. You know, they don't need a big lineup addition. They got them Taylor Ward. But they talked, you know, at the GM meetings and at the winter meetings, and Michael Elias continually said that they're looking at hitting. And so then it became more and more apparent that, oh, wow, you know, they are really, you know, hell-bent on landing a big lineup addition. And, you know, props to them. They paid the money. You know, this is, you know, it, it there's always a danger, right, that a contract doesn't pan out. There's always, you know, injury risk or players just don't live up to that, you know, much money. But at the end of the day, you have to, if you're going to be in the mix, if you're going to, you know, attempt to be aggressive and try to be a winner in this way, you need to take the risk and spend this sort of money because this is what it takes to land a guy like Pete Alonso. And the impact that this could bring to the lineup is felt beyond just Pete Alonso. It could elevate the games of, imagine, you know, Gunnar Henderson with Pete Alonso hitting behind him. I imagine there's going to be a lot of pitchers that are not going to want to give Gunnar a free pass like they did last year. And he's going to get a lot of pitches to hit. So I think there will be a trickle-down effect for more people in the lineup than just the Pete Alonso power effect.
And we have now, you have a new manager. They pick up Ward. They pick up Alonso. They pick up Helsley. They're probably going to pick up a starting pitcher now. How do we finally convince people it's a new day here? They're living in the past and driving us crazy. This is a very different group here that's running the team.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I understood it, you know, when I reported this week that Baltimore was interested in Michael King, Ranger Suarez, Tetsuya Imai. You know, my replies on Twitter were flooded with, you know, like, yeah, you know, they're just interested in everyone, but they're not going to land anybody.
Mm-hmm.
There was the offer for Kyle Schwarber was a perfect example. Heck, I mean, the offer for Corbin Burnes last year was a good example, right?
Yeah.
Like that was a big time offer. And I realized that they didn't go to 5 years. They went to 4 years, which is part of the reason. But even if they went to 5 years, there's a chance, you know, he would have gone back home to Arizona. So you take that offer. You take an extension for Samuel Vasayo, which, if we're being honest with ourselves, was very team friendly. Honestly, it was not a huge high price extension. You take the Kyle Schwarber contract offer, and then you take the Pete Alonso one, and it's like, okay, wow, there's four examples in the last 18 months or 2 years, I suppose, a little bit over a year, and it's. That shows the financial willingness of a front office. And really that comes down obviously from ownership, right? It has to be an ownership decision that they're going to play with the big boys and be willing to be saddled with a massive contract that takes up, you know, $31 million that, you know, for Pete Alonso is the average annual value of that deal. That's a good percentage of the overall payroll of this team, you know? So it's, you have to be willing to take on a big contract like that and be willing to say, hey, this might in year five, $31 million might not look great, but we're paying for 2026 and 2027 and this window when we have Gunnar Anderson and, you know, Jackson Holliday and Jordan Westberg and Adley Rutschman. Like you're paying because you feel like this is a window to try to win a World Series. And since the day, I mean, I recognize, like, has everything been perfect? No. Like, their criticism obviously warranted. However, you know, since the day David Rubenstein took over this organization, he said he wants to win a World Series. And what is it going to take? You have to spend money, and it, you know, money doesn't guarantee success. We've seen that. Look at the Mets, you know, like money does not guarantee success, but it sure helps. And so this is a step in that direction.
Andy, when it comes down to Kobe Mayo, where's he playing next year? Is it for another team? Is he still on this roster at AAA? What are your thoughts?
You know, I would not want to put on the record my exact guess. However, I will say there's multiple options, obviously. One of which is being, you know, I'm not even kidding, like there's a chance he starts in AAA, right? And Baltimore says, like, hey, you know, sorry, bud. We have option ability. You're under team control. start in AAA, and as soon as there's an injury to somebody, if there's an injury to somebody, you're the first guy up. That is a possibility. Of course, he will probably be a big figure in trade discussions, as will Ryan Mountcastle. Dylan Beavers will surely garner interest. So there are a lot of young players. Heck, I'm sure teams are going to be asking about Jackson Holliday. So there's going to be a certain point where Baltimore needs to, figure out, like, okay, which of these guys do we say, like, this is who we're going to build around? Obviously, they're building around Pete Alonso. But, in terms of the young talent, and who do we turn into a starting pitcher? So I guess that is my roundabout way of saying, I don't know, right? I don't know. But there's definitely, it doesn't take a detective to say that he is definitely a trade option because of the surplus at first base. But then again, if Baltimore feels like they can land a starting pitcher without a trade or sign or make a trade without including Coy Mayo, there's possibility that he's depth or a right-handed bat off the bench. There's a lot of different ways this could go, but I suppose it makes a lot of sense to have him in trade discussions.
There he is, Andy Koska. Andy, thanks a lot for your time, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
I was Andy from the Baltimore Banner. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
A man that wants to be a grown baby, I'll just let you listen to it.
An adult baby is somebody who gets satisfaction by dressing or acting as a baby. I either like to put on my crib toys or my mobile and let them play as I fall asleep.
And he doesn't just talk the baby talk. He dedicates 8 hours a day role-playing as a toddler.
It's not sexual at all. It's a feeling of being safe, something I didn't have when I was growing up. And being an adult baby became my way of coping with the world and my own problems.
It is so weird.
Oh,
you watching the videos?
Yes, he's drinking out of apple juice out of a bottle.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
What about, he didn't get this when he was growing up. This is what he's, and by the way, what he's saying.
He's sitting in a high chair. He weighs about 400 pounds.
Well, they're putting talcum powder in his diaper now and getting ready to put that on, so. And he says it's not sexual. I have a hard time believing there's not some aspect of it, but okay. And I think he's telling
you. Diapers on?
Well, seriously. Yeah. Well, I think he's telling the truth about not having this in this childhood.
Where do you get that stuff anyway? Where do you get an adult-sized, high chair? That's something, you know, you put your kid in when they're little so they can play with the Cheerios on the little play.
You know what he's doing right now? He's saying that, but by the end of the show, he's going to tell us where we can purchase one.
Yeah.
He's going to get one for himself.
Hey. Eddie want brekkie.
Change my diaper. I can't promise you many things. I promise you I won't be doing that.
Hold on. You've gotten into some weird role playing. I'm not saying this is something you want, but I could see somebody saying, you know what I'd like to do to you? And you going, Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, because then I get to do what I want to do to you.
And that's the encore of the day.
Encore brought to you by Lion's Den. Look, folks, football season, we talk a lot of football. Lion's Den has a lot more there than just balls. So step up your game. The most important thing you're going to do is your relationship in the bedroom in your relationship. Did I say relationship twice? Well, yeah, that's because it was important. I wanted to stress, it's like New York, New York. So nice they named it twice. Yeah. Lion's Den, pleasure, passion, romance. Check them out. A bunch of locations in the area and lionsden.com.
Just like our updates. So nice, Joe says it twice. Actually,
and do they sell giant baby things?
They don't, but I do know where you can get them. That's what I learned today.
Okay. All right.
Well, before we get to that, Joe wanted to make sure I mentioned that this guy, that 400-pound baby, has a girlfriend, and she's complicit in all this, of course.
I saw her dressing him and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know it was his girlfriend in the video.
She loves it.
Ooh.
Now time for you to find out what we learned today. Edward?
Yeah, well, if you want to buy a high chair, adult-sized, you really have to go to Etsy. But they are absolutely positively available. There's one for you, Jeremy Kahn.
Look at that.
There we go.
I'm a big boy.
He's a big boy now. Big hairy man legs sticking out of his chair, and he looks tiny in it. Yeah. Etsy. They can be yours from $972 to $2,300.
Be like Michael in the Office. I want milk, Mom. I want milk.
Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Adult
Mommy, I'm
high
hungry.
Chairs. Etsy. Check it out. Yeah.
Creeps, man.
Yep.
Today is National Stretching Day. Flexibility is one of the most significant components of leading a healthy lifestyle.
I'm going to Stretch Zone right after the show.
Yes, it's
so important.
It is. I got the bands to do it. I even bought one of those little foam balls.
I got bands to make her dance. You can use your bands if you want.
All right. Some birthdays today. Former NBA coach Stu Jackson today turned 70. Former MLB shortstop Jay Bell turns 61. Former Baltimore Raven and Cleveland Brown, I believe, too. Eric Rett turns 55. Former NBA player Sharif Abdul-Rahim turns 49. Current NBA player Malcolm Brogdon turns 33. Former closer K-Rod Francisco Rodriguez and wrestler Rey Mysterio share a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
I will go with Rey Mysterio.
You said Rey Mysterio?
It's Mysterio.
Mysterio?
I'm going the same. I like Rey Mysterio.
You know Rey Mysterio?
Yeah.
K-Rod turns 53. Rey Mysterio turns 51.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
He must have been wrestling when he was like 18.
He probably was.
Of course, in his country, they start when they're younger than that.
I'm saying like been famous in wrestling since then. Because
probably started in his country at 14, came here at 18.
Yeah. Late 90s was definitely relevant.
Were you a Rey Mysterio fan?
Nah,
I was not.
I loved watching him, but I wasn't a fan. I always liked when the little guys got their asses kicked, because I'll never forget when my favorite wrestler, Scott Hall, had to wrestle La Parca, and it was almost like he thought he was supposed to go in and put on a wrestling match, and Scott Hall's just like, no, I'm just going to beat your ass for 5 minutes and then spray paint you.
You know what? You know my favorite Rey Mysterio moment? Speaking of Scott Hall, when his partner, Kevin Nash, lifted him up and threw him through the trailer head first. He stuck to the trailer before he fell.
So good.
My song was such a huge mistake. We had luchador masks. We had those luchador masks everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere.
I would wear them and nothing else and go to bed and wait for Katie.
No championship belt on you?
No. I hadn't won yet.
Oh.
All right. I wanted to tell you guys, I finally overcame my addiction to swimming. I'm still worried about relapse, though. No? All right. The genie granted me one wish, so I wish to be happy. Now my sorry ass lives with six dwarves and I work in a mine. That would be happy.
Yeah, we got you.
You know, the dwarf.
Keep it moving.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Where are we at here? you want to know what the one thing I can't deal with? A deck of playing cards glued together. I can't deal with them. You are the company you keep, so I guess I'm nobody. Did you hear about the woman who couldn't stop collecting magazines? Nobody? She had issues. What's one thing you can always count on? A calculator. What's another? Your fingers. Okay. Swimming with sharks isn't cheap. It might cost an arm and a leg.
Ooh.
What's the most popular Christmas wine? But I don't like Brussels sprouts. Yeah. I do love this one. I tried to start a hide and seek league in my town, but it turns out good players are hard to find. And lastly, Joe.
They're hard to find.
Yes.
Yeah.
A man has been stealing wheels off cop cars. The police are working tirelessly to catch him.
Bang! Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful
Friday evening.
Friday, babe.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.